shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. Every single spring, that first day that I walk outside and I see that yellow dust all over my truck, I'm like, that is Satan's dandruff. It destroys me. I legitimately can't go outside for longer than 3 minutes because my eyes get swollen, my eyes get puffy, my nose gets congested, and I just simply can't breathe. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so that you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. When I started taking Claritin D about 2 months ago, I can finally get back outside and play pickleball again, which is what I love to do, but I couldn't do it because my allergies were so bad. Claritin D has legitimately allowed me to go outside again. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. It is Thursday, March 14th, 2024. And you're listening to the Carlos Whitaker Podcast. Welcome to episode 11. Where I'm going to get a little bit vulnerable with you about how I'm feeling after I launched a book yesterday. I am having a little bit of hangover, not from tequila, but I'm having a little bit of hangover because I asked the world to buy a book for their tweens, a book for their teens, a book for anybody feeling lean. No, I'm like, now what is happening? Talk about vulnerability hangover. I just rapped. I know you wouldn't call it a rap, but I want to welcome you to this special edition. I say special edition because I did something special today. I just got back from a walk. I got back from a walk in my neighborhood that I took you with me. So today's episode is just going to be me walking around my neighborhood, talking to you about what a lot of us fear, something a lot of us fear, and I'm feeling it today. We fear feedback from self-promotion. What do I mean by that? Well, yesterday, we'll fade out Dr. Delight here. Yesterday, I released a book to the world, and every single time I do it, I just feel it's so taxing on me. It's taxing on my emotions. It's taxing on my head. It's taxing on probably my body because I'm stressed. And I think the reason why it's taxing is because I'm fearful for a couple things. I'm fearful for what people are going to think of the work of art that I've created, but I'm also fearful of what people are going to think about me asking them to buy it. And I don't know why. I don't know why. But, well, I do know why, because I dove into it on my walk. And so today, I'm going to take you on a walk around my neighborhood. We're about to go right now. And we're just going to unpack for a few minutes, and we'll see if Brad, my editor, can make this sound somewhat cohesive. As my thoughts were a little scrambled through the walk. But I just wanted to go on a walk and unpack. Why do we fear? Okay. I did take some notes. This is what we're going to kind of go over. We're going to understand the fear of self-promotion. Okay. We're going to shift the mindset that's going to help us overcome the fear of self-promotion. We're going to talk about what it looks like to seek support and how that can actually help you with the fear of self-promotion. And then we're just going to talk about redefining what self-promotion is. And I know that a lot of you have things that you want to release to the world. And again, your world may be just your fiance, or your world may be the kids in your classroom, or your world may be the people that you're going to preach a sermon to, or your world may be hundreds of thousands of people that follow you on social media that sometimes can be harsh in their feedback. Whatever your world is, we all fear talking about the thing that maybe we are the most proud of and created to do. And today I'm going to help you. So we're going to go on a walk right now. Come with me around my block here in Creve Hall and let's just have a little conversation. It's just like me and you are going to take a walk together. You ready? Let's go. Well, hey there, Carlos Whitaker podcast listeners. And hey there, YouTube and wherever else you're watching this. I've made a decision that today we're just going to take a walk. We're going to take a walk because it's a beautiful spring day. And I want to talk about what I'm feeling today, what I'm feeling right now. The day after I launch a book to the world and how I actually called it this morning, vulnerability hangover, is what I feel like I've got. Because there's just, it's so crazy. It's like, as an artist or a creator or creative, we're all creative in some way, shape, or form. So I don't know what you would call that for yourself, like what your art is, right? So for some of you, the art may be literal, like art, like painting or photography or music or writing for me. And for some of you, though, it may be, you know, your art literally may be on a spreadsheet. Like I know a lot of people who literally it is a work of art when I see them do my taxes, right? Like, so all of you have something that you have been created to create. And as you're creating it, let me tell you what happens. As you create it, you literally believe in yourself more than you've ever believed in yourself, right? When you're in the middle of it, you're going all in. You are, you know, you write a line or you paint a tree or you write a paragraph or you sing a song or a melody and you're like, this is the greatest thing I've ever heard. And you're so excited about it. You share it with a couple friends. And then something happens between the creative process where we believe in ourselves and then sharing it with the world. Because suddenly what happens is we feel like, oh, I mean, there's this voice that comes in that says, you're now a self-promoter. You don't deserve to promote yourself because there's plenty of other people who deserve it more than you. And what I want to do is spend a few minutes talking about, and I took some notes. Is that okay? Should I have notes on my phone? So I want to title this, Overcoming the Fear of Sharing Your Work with the World. Am I already out of breath? Does this mean I'm not playing enough pickleball? Maybe I'm going to slow down as I walk. Also, my neighbors are probably like, dude, why is this guy holding a camera on a tripod facing himself walking up and down the street? So again, let's first like understand and unpack the fear of the fear of self-rejection. Literally, they did not stop as they backed up. So what is that fear? I wrote this. The fear of self-promotion is a common barrier that a lot of us encounter. Okay, let's dive into understanding the fear of self-promotion. The first thing that I think pops into our heads is what many of us know as imposter syndrome. Imposter syndrome is the thing that tells you that you aren't really as good as you imagine yourself to be, right? Imposter syndrome is, it may be like an author, I guess for myself. I'm a speaker. I'll end up going to speak at an event. And before I speak at the event, say like Bob Goff, who everybody loves Bob Goff. He's like everybody's grandpa. Everyone loves Bob Goff and he'll speak before me and he's funny and he's whimsical and he's so, you know, he's got so much woo and everyone just loves him. And I am thinking the entire time, I'm the imposter here. Why would anybody want to listen to me after Bob Goff? Okay. That imposter syndrome is a real thing. And it happens to me honestly on a weekly basis. That's why I love to speak first during a conference. Cause I'm like, all right, expectations are low. Nobody's gone before me. Imposter syndrome is a real thing.
I don't know about you, but even this episode feels a little bit like therapy. Why do I say that? Well, because therapy for me is actually hanging out with somebody that can speak into my life and maybe has a different view of my life. And hopefully some of you feel like that's what's going on here. But can I tell you, what's going on here as you listen to my podcast isn't therapy, but there is a place that you can go online and find actual true therapy. If you're thinking about starting therapy, I think BetterHelp is a great place to do that, okay? So whether or not you've been in therapy ever before, you can, if you're new, you can find a therapist there. If you've been in therapy for a long time, you can find a therapist there as well. Like, it is literally, for me, the best way to squeeze that extra ounce of healing and freedom into my life on a weekly basis. Now, I'm to the point where I only see my therapist once a month, but trust me, there's gonna be a season coming, I know, where I gotta go back to once a week. BetterHelp is a great way you can do that. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire and you get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time for no charge. Okay, ready? Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/humanhope today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/humanhope. You know, taking care of your health isn't always easy, but it should at least be simple. That's why for the last 2 years, literally 2 years, probably 2.5, I've been drinking AG1, no exceptions. It's just one scoop and I mix it in water once a day, every day. And it makes me feel incredible. Honestly, I drink less coffee now because AG1 gives me the boost that I need. And AG1, it delivers a daily dose of vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, and so much more. It's such a simple habit that is really, really powerful. I don't know if you understand that AG1 actually was created for not just extreme athletes, but people just like you and me. Well, listen, are you do you take a walk every single day? My mom takes a walk around the lake at Radnor. I need to get her to take AG1 because it is going to refuel her body. Okay, so that is what AG1 is, and I believe that it is going to help all of you. If there's one product I have to recommend to elevate your health, it is AG1, and that's why I partnered them for a long time. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase at drinkag1.com/humanhope. That's drinkag1.com/humanhope. Check it out. I also wrote in my notes here about imposter syndrome, you know, musicians might hesitate to promote your own music out of a sense of inadequacy. Here in Nashville, Tennessee, let me tell you about like musician imposter syndrome. I moved to Nashville to do music in 2011. I put out my first record. Okay. So I've experienced this in multifaceted ways in my career. I'm like a B-minus singer. This town is filled with the most incredible singer-songwriters, guitar players, musicians that literally at our Starbucks, the baristas at every single Starbucks in Nashville, Tennessee are more talented musicians than the best musicians in so many cities across America. Everybody comes here to pursue their dream. So when I found out how absolutely incredible all these people were that were around me, I suddenly just felt like, no, you know what? Like my art isn't worth it. And even when my record came out, a record that a record label spent a lot of money on, I barely shared it because I was embarrassed because I felt like I was an imposter. I felt like all these people had been working a lot harder on their craft. Who am I to get lucky enough to sign a record deal to share my stuff? I'm telling you, this is for all of you. And again, it could be for, I mean, you could be a teacher and you could have, you know, I know some teachers that have imposter syndrome, even with their students. Like, I don't know if I actually should do this lesson plan. I feel like this is a great idea, but what if my kids judge me? What if they laugh at me? What if, you know, we all feel like imposters. We all feel like we can't define or expect greatness out of ourselves because it's a real thing, imposter syndrome. So again, let's keep diving into exactly what's underneath the fear. One other thing that is inside of the fear is like linked to a lack of confidence. And that lack of confidence obviously goes back, not obviously, sometimes goes back, most of the time goes back to our childhood. Most every single bit of lack of confidence in you can be traced back. This is why therapy is so important. Can be traced back to a moment in your childhood where somebody told you you weren't tall enough, you weren't fast enough, you can't sing good enough. Because as we're growing and we're developing in our adolescence, those are the things, those are the statements that are made that still to this day, I am 50 years old. And I'll never forget being on the soccer field and my coach telling me, Carlos, you're never going to, this is, again, I was probably 6 years old. He said, you're never going to dribble as good as Evadado. Literally. And so guess what? Never going to dribble as good turned into never going to write as good, never going to sing as good. You know, and then you keep hearing those little things, you know, throughout your adulthood where people say, well, Carlos, you know, I mean, at one point, I was a worship leader and I was, you know, again, a singer. And I had somebody tell me, I can't believe that you got a record deal and your friend doesn't because they're so much of a better singer than you. Now, they weren't trying to be mean. They were just like, this is amazing. This how Nashville works. Dude, that gutted me. And I just started believing all of those things. So understand that it's real. Once we understand that it's real, we can go to the next step, which is shifting your mindset, shifting perspective from fearing self-promotion to actually realizing that your art will provide value to other people, right? Like your art literally provides value. So this is what I had to start doing. One of the most important shifts that I made in my perspective of self-promotion and the things that I promote, you know, I had to tell myself this yesterday over and over again, is I had to go from Carlos, everybody's going to think that you're just this self-promoting, you know, influencer where it's, you know, this is what you do. This is all you're about. You used to be about doing this. Now you're all about talking about yourself. I mean, I get the DMs. Not daily, but a lot. And so on a day like yesterday where my book launches, I think where I had to get to in the morning yesterday, I mean, let me just unpack my morning. The first thing was like, well, Instagram is going to, they're going to pump the brakes on the algorithm and people aren't going to be able to see my story. So why even promote it? That's number one. Number two, I was like, people are going to be like, Carlos doesn't even have teenagers anymore. He doesn't even have tweens. Like, why should I trust what he has to say to a tween in 2024 when his kids were tweens in 2014? Lie number two, there are a lot of lies. Another lie that came in is, you know what? This is such a niche book. Not everybody, I mean, you know, I'm going to have such low sales because most of the people that follow me are not tweens. Or I don't know if I've ever bought a book, a faith-based book for my kids when they were tweens. Why would somebody else do it? Nobody's going to buy this book. All these lies started creeping in my head. But then my shift went to, you know what? Literally, if one kid reads this book and realizes that there is hope for them to keep on going, it's worth it. And I started, this is why it's so important for you to encourage people. I started getting DMs. Oh my gosh, it's a bluebird. Look, beautiful. Oh, can you guys see it? Oh, hello. Okay. Hey, what are you building a nest? Is it nest time? Oh my gosh. The bluebird has something in its mouth and we are now in nest building mode. I'm so freaking pumped. Sorry about that.
Where was I? Oh, yeah. Some of you started sending me photos of your kids holding my book and then your kids reading my book. Can I tell you something? When I saw this one photo of a kid reading my book and you said, "I'm sorry, Carlos, but they actually finished the entire book already. They're done. I know it's supposed to take 90 days, but they finished it today." I sat in my chair and I sobbed because I felt like I'd written that book for that one person. Here's a shift of perspective. What if you're creating your art not for thousands of people? What if you've created your art so that it heals one person? You're creating a song so that one person can hear it and they can see that somebody else understands what they're going through. You've written a book, a story, a fiction story that is going to help somebody that's going through a really hard time in their life have a moment where they don't have to think about the pain and the trauma in their life, but they can be transported into a space that you've created just for them. What if your art was created for one person in particular? I'm telling you, you start thinking like that, it's going to make you go, "You know what? Screw it. I'm not afraid anymore. I'm actually going to tell the freaking world because I believe my art is worth it." Next, guys, I feel like this is getting better as I walk. Let's go. Okay. One of the things that I think is also really important when it comes to redefining self-promotion or the fear of self-promotion is seeking like valuable feedback from mentors, seeking valuable feedback from people that you trust. And that was one of the things that during the process, I would let my son, now he's 17, okay, he's not a tween or early teen, but I would let him read parts of the book. And I know the sun's behind me and I'm probably just a big shadow right now, so I apologize. But he would actually give me feedback. He'd give me feedback on, "Well, Dad, I don't know if this is applicable to maybe what teens are feeling right now." And so I would change it. And it was valuable feedback. And he'd give me the feedback in a way that wasn't crushing my soul. He wasn't like, "Dad, you know, you don't know what you're talking about." You have to make sure that you find people that believe in you. Because if you know that they believe in you, then that's going to set the precedent for how you receive their feedback. Okay. So make sure that you are, you know, finding people that can provide feedback to you that you actually trust, right? Trust. Again, what are they going to give you? Constructive criticism, positive reinforcement. That's true. And a valuable perspective on your work. Whitney from Wisconsin is texting you right now, probably asking me for this podcast episode. something else when you're looking to seek support. Make sure that when you're seeking support, you can actually offer them valuable feedback on what it is that they believe in for themselves as well. What do I mean by that? Well, when you have somebody tell you how to make something better, when it's time to promote it yourself, what you're going to end up doing is feeling more confident in the art you have created. Why? Well, because you've already gotten feedback from people that you trust and that you know support you. So, when you promote it, you're going to be like, "I know that my friend Devin Jr. would not lie to me. And he told me this is good." So guess what? That gives you the confidence and energy to share your work. Do the same thing for them. The people that are giving you feedback deserve to have somebody in their corner as well. Now, a lot of times people aren't even going to be asking for this feedback, right? People may be creating something. One of the things that I've learned to do, there's a lot of musician friends of mine here in Nashville, is even if they've already put out the record, even if they've already put out their work of art, say it's been out for like 2 or 3 years, I will listen to the piece of art and give them feedback. "Oh, I've got my neighbors. I'm just talking to a camera. No worries. This is just my normal day. How are you?" "Good. It's beautiful." We're not cutting that out. This is real life.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 monthly global visitors, according to Indeed data. Okay, so ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging all the people that you're trying to connect with so you can find your quality candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. Check this out. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. Trust me when I say that is the most important thing that you need. You don't need a whole bunch. You need the best. And that's what Indeed does for you. That's one thing that I love about Indeed is I don't have to worry about wading through candidates that aren't quality. They do all that work for you. Okay, so leveraging over, check this out, 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it actually gets. And listeners of the show will get $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/human hope. Just go to Indeed.com/human hope right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/human hope. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again. Americans spend an average of 90% of their time indoors and take about 20,000 breaths a day. That's a lot of breaths, and that's a lot of time indoors. That's a whole other podcast. Y'all need to get outside. The indoor air that we breathe is 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air, and in some cases, up to 100 times more polluted, according to the EPA. And guess what? Did you know that air pollution is responsible for nearly 7 million premature deaths globally? I don't know about you, but I want my air to be clean. So, what is the solution? Introducing an air purifier that captured the attention of all sorts of media outlets, all sorts of doctors, all sorts of health experts. Air Doctor filters out 99% of dangerous contaminants that your lungs don't need to be sucking in. This includes pollutants such as allergen, pollen, pet dander. Y'all allergic to a pet? Get yourself an Air Doctor in the corner of your room. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day breathe easy money back guarantee. So if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus the shipping. Head to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code HUMANHOPE. You'll receive up to $300 off air purifiers exclusive to podcast customers. You will also receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. Lock in this special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code HUMANHOPE.
One of the things I love to do is when I have a friend that's released art already, I will listen to a song that maybe not a lot of people are talking about on the project. And I'll listen to the song and I will find something I love about a verse. I will find something I love about a chorus and I will just text them really quickly. Hey, listen, when you wrote this, I actually don't think I've ever understood the full meaning of what it means. And this is what it means to me today. So I'll text them like a, just a encouragement on that piece of art. I'm telling you, that encouragement and that feedback to them, I've had many friends tell me this, the encouragement that those notes or text messages have given them have impacted the next song that they're going to write. You know, it's easy to give constructive and positive feedback to somebody when they're in the middle of their art project. But I think it's just as valuable to give encouragement and feedback after the project has been put out. And even on projects that are older. So why don't you do this right now? Why don't you think of something of a friend that has put some art into the world? Maybe they've made a clay mug at the local pottery studio a year ago. Why don't you reach out and tell them, man, I just want to let you know, I just remembered that mug. That was a really good mug. Can I tell you what that text message may do? It may make them think, I'm going to go make another mug. And what if they start making a lot of mugs, start selling a lot of mugs because of your encouragement? Whatever it is, encouragement and feedback is a good thing. So seek it from people and give it to people as well. So let's quickly redefine self-promotion. I don't know what I want to call it. What if we called it self, no, it's not self-promotion. It's other-centered. What do we want to call it? Help me, guys. It's like your art and what you create is actually creating healing for somebody else. Other-focused healing. You know what? Today, I'm going to focus on healing other people through the art that I've created. That's really what it is that's happening, right? You're helping people find freedom in some way, shape, or form through the things that you create. Again, it can be anything. Even if you're not, quote unquote, artistic, you can write a note to somebody that's going to help them find freedom today. And I would fight somebody to prove the point that I believe that even that is a work of art, right? Like, what is a work of art? A work of art is actually something that is going to heal somebody else that was created by somebody else. And that's what we're doing. So why don't we just sit on that today? Why don't we sit on realizing that we don't have to be fearful of telling the world about our art because it's actually going to help somebody find freedom in some way, shape, or form. And I believe that's what my book did yesterday. I believe that there's going to be kids all over the world that are going to find hope because of what I've written. And whether it hits number one on whatever list, I mean, it's a tween devotional. Nobody's expecting that. But I know that it was worth telling the world yesterday because I believe that there's going to be a kid that sees my little bearded face on that orange Wheaties box of a book. And they're going to be like, I can't wait for Carlos to tell me today how I can be less stressed, less anxious, and more hopeful. So what is it? What is it that you got to put out in the world? Create it and then tell the world. Because when you tell the world, I honestly believe somebody is waiting to find freedom through the art you are creating. All right, let's do it.
Well, thank you, Carlos, for the walk. Sorry I was so out of breath. It's funny. I play 2 hours of pickleball a day, but something about just taking a walk. And I know you guys are going to say, Carlos, pickleball doesn't count as exercise. You're just standing there. That's not true. Okay. Go to my YouTube channel, my pickleball YouTube channel, which you'll never know about. I post the videos of me playing pickleball so I can try to get better. But no, I'm exercising. I just found it a little bit funny. Now, I did go straight up a hill. My house is at the bottom of a hill and I start kind of going up it at the beginning. So maybe that's why I was out of breath. But nonetheless, hopefully that was helpful for you. I just want you that have dreams to go for it. I want you that have dreams to not only go for it and chase your dreams, but once you've finish the dream, tell the world. Because when you tell the world about your dream, let me tell you what's going to happen. They're going to start dreaming themselves. I believe in you. And I'm so excited that you let me hang out with you every single week and even take a walk together. Okay, that is it for the Carlos Whitaker podcast this week. Thank you so much again for supporting my book as it came out. If you've got tweens and you're listening to this on Thursday or Friday, March 14th or 15th, you can still get my 6 videos. It was for the pre-orders. 6 videos where I am talking to your kids and taking them through the 90 days. Okay, you can find that information on my website, carloswhitaker.com, with the book. We'll put it in the show notes as well. A link in the show notes. If you buy the book today or tomorrow, then you'll still have access to that. And you'll have access to a leader's guide where you can take kids through the book, leader being a small group leader or a parent. There's questions and activities you can do with your tweens or your teens. Get your hopes up. Hey, I love you. Thanks for hanging out with me on another episode of the Carlos Whitaker Podcast.